I'm joined by Kay's manager, Ian McDonald, after this evening's 2-2 draw at Horsham. Ian, before the game, looking at Horsham, second in the league away from home, you've probably taken a point, but I'll level with you, I'm absolutely gutted. How disappointed are you with that result?
Yeah, I'm disappointed. You know, in the circumstances leading up to the game, you know, we only had 13 players I could name. For all different various reasons, you know, I'd definitely took a result, but no, the 13 boys and the three coaching staff and the two kit lads are absolutely gutted along with you, because you know, I felt first half we didn't play very, very well, but we asked them to get it down and against the wind, and I thought we did that, and we scored two excellent goals. First goal a little bit dubious. Susie's adamant it never crossed the line, but the linesman's doubly adamant that it was a goal. And that just seemed to give them a little extra lift, and they hadn't really caused us any problems. So, in all, yeah, disappointment, but, you know, it's another point game, but it does feel like two goals.
We started with four centre-forwards on the pitch today. Was that more a necessity for the players you had available, or was that by choice?
I just had my 11 senior players here. John Cheers, my sub-keeper, and young Mark Jarman from the under-18 side, and that was it, you know. So it was square pegs in round holes. A little bit like Rorke's Drift when the Zulus attack them. You know, you're the ones that are here, guys. You're the ones that have gone out and performed. And I thought 1, 2, 11, they all went out and performed absolutely brilliantly.
On the positive side, it was a blinding goal from Bash. His second in as many games. Do you ever give him encouragement to shoot more? Because he can appear to crack him from that distance.
Yeah, it's funny. I said to the guys at half-time, you know, the one thing that's disappointing me first half is we've had such a strong wind behind us and nobody's wanted to hit one from 20, 25 yards. And, you know, Basher can hit and strike a good ball. But, yeah, he saw the opportunity, seemed to pick his spot. I think it took a little bit of a deflection. But, you know, I'm pleased with Basher. I thought he was superb today. You know, as I've said, I'm disappointed.
Clearly still in the playoff positions. Do you think we can still now challenge for the top two, or do you think that's gone now, dropping the points today?
We'll still aim for there, but I think realistically, you know, we're running out of games and we're still probably two or three wins, but you know, I think anybody who was here today has seen, you know, we're as good a side as Horsham, if not better. And you know, given like a full 16, you know, I thought we might have actually got the result, but you know, I mean, that's where we're at all. Horsham, you know, give them credit. They've shown their strength from 2-0 down. From 2-0 down, they've come back into the game. So, you know, fair play to them. You've got to give them a little bit of credit.
Of the players missing today, Maz was one of them. Is that a fallout from Tuesday night?
If anybody's fell out, it's Maz. Didn't turn up today. Disappointed with that. But, you know, we'll try and find out the situation over the weekend and let you people know as soon as possible.
Looking on for the rest of the games this season, we've got 9 games left, 6 of them at home. Where do you think we can realistically finish after those 9 games?
Hopefully in one of the playoff spots, if not one of the top two, one of the playoff spots. We're good enough, the squad's good enough, you know, and if the players can believe and believe that they can achieve that, then I'm sure they can do that. You know, I mean, I've just said, with all the adversities we had here today, you know, the 11 lads that have gone out and played have absolutely put in a superb performance, and I see no reason why with the Simeses and the Boothies coming back into the squad and the Bradys, and I'm probably going to have one or two people to the squad as well. You know, I'm going to have to get my thinking cap on over the weekend and see where we go. But you know, we got two big games. You know, the home game's coming up next week, and it's a home where we've had our problems. So hopefully, the last 6 games we can remedy that.
This last week, we've played two of the top sides away, Dover away on Tuesday, Horsham away today. We've got no one to fear in the playoffs, have we?
No, not really. I came into both them games thinking I'd rather win one and lose one, and lo and behold, we've gone and drawn them both. You know, so there's a little bit of disappointment there, but no. If we do get into the playoffs and that's the way we have to maybe hopefully get promotion, then I don't think anybody's going to want to draw us.